Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I couldn't wait to ask you your take on Pete Hoekstra's ad that played in the Super Bowl. I know you're a big proponent for doing business with China. What was your thoughts when you saw that?
Well, it's insensitive at the very least, and offensive, xenophobic, and racist at its very worst. Look, I've talked to my friends, Chinese friends across Michigan, across the United States, and in Taiwan, and People's Republic of China. They're offended. And we should be very sensitive of how we treat people around this country and around this world. Pete Hoekstra knows better. And it's something that I think he should apologize for.
Is there a way he could have communicated that message without offending the folks that he offended?
Of course. I mean, look, you can point out an opponent's, a political opponent's point of view, something that you think they're responsible for. You know, let's not keep in mind that Pete Hoekstra was in Congress approving a lot of that same spending that he's accusing his opponent of doing. But you can do it without the images of stereotypes of Chinese. Tony, look, into China isn't as how he depicted it today. Certainly, there are parts of China that are that way. But China's rise need not come at our demise if we have leaders like Governor Snyder that realizes that immigration and working with globalization can be a benefit to this state. Our exports to China are up here in the state of Michigan. Our business community is prospering by doing business with China. Are there problems that Congressman Hoekstra could point out and others could point out with trade and manipulation of currency and human rights issues? Absolutely, and that's certainly fair game. But I think that the way he went about it in this way is getting the pushback because people were offended. Both people, Chinese Americans and others, were offended the way that it was depicted in the ad. Look, we've seen this evolve. The Democrats certainly did it to Governor in the 2006 race against Dick DeVos, but it sort of boomeranged against Governor Snyder in 2010. Those charges were tried to leverage, and they didn't stick.
Bottom line, though, just from your perspective, we owe China a lot of money. The importing and exporting rules, regulations, and laws are not fair. They seem to tilt toward them. They seem to benefit more for that. Try to manipulate the currency in that part of the world, which affects us. So a lot of what Pete Hoekstra says is true. Correct?
Some of the points that he's pointed out certainly are issues that we should be dealing with, no doubt. But take a look at the imagery and take a look at the words. Two different messages being sent. I think they were deliberate. Look, we should be focusing on addition and multiplications of jobs here in the great state of Michigan, not using racial images for division and distraction. That is harmful. It's not who we are as a people. And we're greater than that. We don't need to do it. We can argue on the issues without depicting people in an insensitive way.
I'm kind of pressed for time here, Tom. I'm going to call you back tomorrow. I'll shoot you an email. We have some other topics to talk with you. Thanks so much for your time.
Good to be with you, Tony.